It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
I try and eat healthy. I've been doing all kinds of different diets to lose a few pounds, but I got to admit, my wife and I tease, okay, we flat out argue sometimes, is it diet or exercise that's going to make the huge difference? And so today kind of hits home because it's a concern. Let me back up. Our guest today is John Frank. And here's why it's important, because John spent nearly 40 years as a business journalist covering financial markets, marketing, public relations. I mean, high stress, right? He then narrowly avoided a major heart attack in 2012, arriving at the hospital with chest pains just in time to have an angioplasty done to open up 80% of blocked artery. The second angioplasty, in case one wasn't enough, was in 2017, and this time for an artery that was 78% blocked. So obviously, he's had a change in his career, and he has learned from his heart disease how he completely changed how he eats, and his journalism experience helped lead him to start a blog that's going to help all of us. And the blog is called NoSaltNoFatNoSugar.com, and I'm anxious to speak with him as I stutter that out. John, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me, David.
I am sorry for what all you've gone through, but the changes you're experiencing, you know, is going to help a lot of us. And I guess one of the questions I want to ask, I always hear, like, I like to eat out sometimes, and it's easier so my wife doesn't have to cook, or maybe because she doesn't have to ask me to help in the kitchen that day. But I have a sister that's always telling me, do you know how much sodium is in that food? And I don't realize how much salt is really out there. I mean, if I don't pour it on, is it really contain that much?
Too much. Yeah, it really does.
Seriously.
I mean, restaurants are convinced that people won't eat low salt offerings, and so they load up their food with salt. It's very difficult to avoid salt when you eat out. Normally, my first choice when I eat out is the plainest thing on the menu, which means either a salad or turkey or something that hasn't been seasoned. Anything that says it's been seasoned usually includes a lot of salt. Anything in a sauce usually includes a lot of salt. There's just too much salt out there. Most Americans eat much more salt than they should every day.
You see, I don't even realize it, because to me as a layman, is if I wasn't sprinkling salt on it, I mean, my answer to her was it doesn't have too much salt. I didn't even pick up the salt shaker. And she's like, pull the nutrition facts on that restaurant. And I just, right. I guess like most of us, we assume there's not much in there because I don't seem to taste it. And
your taste buds have been deadened to it. It's fascinating because I've spent the last 5 years now trying to eliminate salt from my diet. And when I do have something that's salty now, it burns my tongue, literally. I can taste the salt that minutely. So we've all been deadened to the taste of it by having so much of it over the years. You don't realize how much is there till you stop.
Go ahead, there's a product on the market called No Salt Salt. It tastes like salt, but it's not salt. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. That's based on a potassium compound, and it's okay. You really should consult your doctor, because some people have issues with potassium that they need to be aware of. Too much potassium can affect some people too. So I've tried that, but I find it's easier to just go without. Because as I said, the longer you go without it, the less you miss it.
Well, somebody even told me use a little more pepper.
There are things you can substitute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
we have a local spice store that does salt-free spice mixtures for me, and they're great. They're mixtures of pepper and other things, basil, oregano. And they're great. I put them just yesterday. I made a chicken in a crock pot with tomato sauce and spices on it. I didn't miss the salt at all. But as I said, I'm used to not having it now. So it took me about a year or two to really wean myself off it.
Okay,
and
what's
I've seen
the first step?
My blood pressure go down as a result.
If I want to eat heart healthy, well, that's one of the problems. I want to get my blood pressure down. So if I want to eat heart healthy, what's the first thing you'd tell me to do?
I would tell you read the labels of everything you buy. Cook more at home, and really study labels, because there are a lot of products out there that are called no salt that really aren't. They're just lower salt than the comparable product. And canned soup is probably the worst offender. Canned soup has a ton of salt in it. There are a lot of low-salt soups out there, and they have about half of what the regular soup has, but it's still too much. It's still over 1,000 milligrams if you eat the whole can of soup. I mean, the other thing is to understand what a serving is. You know, the nutrition labels tell you how much salt is in a serving. But for instance, soup, I would never eat just half a can of soup. Half a can of soup is considered a serving. If I'm going to buy a can of soup, which I haven't had in 5 years, by the way, I would eat the whole can. So immediately I'm having double the salt they tell me I'm having. So I would say learn to read labels and understand what they mean and think about how you eat. What is a serving for you? I mean, some people may eat half a can of soup. More petite people than me maybe would be satisfied with that. That never satisfied me. So I have to know who I am.
You really get to know yourself. I'm with you. My wife is very petite. So she eats very little where I eat more. But you hit on something, because a lot of people don't realize a serving size isn't necessarily that container. So I don't care what you're eating. Even a bottle of flavored water sometimes I'll buy, and it'll say 10 calories. And I'll go, oh, good. But then it'll say there's 3 servings in this bottle. Well, that meant I just had 30, but that's still not a huge number. You don't realize it's 3 servings in that container, or 2.5, and you got to do the math. It's deceiving.
It is. And there's salt. As I said, it's in everything. One of the things I've changed in how I eat is that I buy a salt-free ketchup now, because no one realizes how much salt is in ketchup. I'm just looking at my pantry here as we talk. I've got one bottle of ketchup that says it's low salt, and it's got 70 milligrams per tablespoon. Well, there's 44 tablespoons in a 23-ounce bottle of ketchup, which is kind of the standard size. That's still a ton of salt if you're like me and you just drench things in ketchup. So I was going to say salt-free ketchup.
How many people could eat just one tablespoon? I mean, not a heaping tablespoon, but let's face it. You'd squirt out 2 or 3 ketchup packs if you were out. So now you've got, that'd be 210 milligrams of sodium in just the ketchup, let alone the food you're dipping. That's amazing.
Right. And a healthy person, I think the latest recommendation is either 2,400 or 2,500 milligrams a day. For someone like me who's had chronic heart problems, it should really be more like 1,700 milligrams a day. So that's my target. And I actually use an app to track everything I eat. It has all the nutrition information in it, so I can look at the end of the day. And I've been doing, the last year or so, I've been doing about 1,300 milligrams of sodium a day, which is enough. Our bodies need some salt. You shouldn't eliminate all salt. But I'd say it's impossible to eliminate all salt unless you fasted every day. I don't think you can do it.
And you said your blood pressure's come down and you're doing much better, correct?
Yes. Okay. My blood pressure is way down from what it had been. Now, I am taking blood pressure medication, too, but I think I've actually cut back on the number of blood pressure medications I've taken, I think, because of the change in my diet.
So a lot is reduce salt, reduce fat, reduce sugar. I've got another question, though. When I opened, I was joking. I was half joking, half serious. My wife, I guess I work all day and then we eat or whatever. And sometimes I just want to be lazy, and she's trying to push me to exercise more and more. If I cut back a lot of the salt or start dieting and eating healthier, how important is exercise in all this?
Exercise is important, but I've read over the years that really diet is going to make the biggest difference, that increasing your exercise maybe contributes 5 to 10% of your weight loss. But you've really got to not just cut the calories you eat, but know the types of calories you're consuming. Like sugar, which is my hardest thing to cut because I love candy, cake, and donuts. Those are empty calories. Those have turned into fat. So that's the hardest thing. So 1,000 calories of sugar is a lot different than 1,000 calories of lettuce.
I have the biggest sweet tooth of anybody. I'd challenge you. So I'm going to tell you the best thing I ever found was there is a machine, whatever they call it, but it takes frozen strawberries or bananas, cram them in there, and it comes out like a soft ice cream. And I swear to you, I never would have believed it, but it tastes just like soft ice cream. You sprinkle on cinnamon or whatever, and all the stores have them. They're like $20-$30, and it just grinds up the frozen fruit. Yeah, and it's a great trick. Sometimes I'll put Jell-O with it or something, but it cures my sweet tooth. That's the key.
My guilty pleasure is fat-free frozen yogurt. It still has sugar in it, but it's fat-free, so at least they're not getting a lot of saturated fat.
I did too till I saw the serving size. I want to eat 4 servings. Truthfully.
I think my serving size is 4 servings in my app, but I do that once a week, so that's my guilty pleasure. But I have a whole list on my site. People should check my site. I have a whole list of low-salt products and recipes and all the things I've discovered over the last 5 years.
That's what I'm going to suggest, because we're running out of time, John. And so I invite everybody to visit nosaltnofatnosugar.com. Don't clog the website, because I'm going there next, because I definitely need some tips. John, I want to thank you for helping us. I'm glad it's helped change your life, and I appreciate you inspiring us to change ours. So I want to thank you for being with us. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.